Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is Monday, June the 5th, 2023. Give honor to God who is here in our life. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and the Lord's Ministry. Thank you for joining God here with us this morning. A new day that we've never seen before, a new week. When someone is praying, put your phone on mute. With your phone on mute, I urge you to claim, rejoice, agree, call out names of those in need or what's being prayed for. And also, when someone is saying, follow along on mute. And I urge you also to participate in worship of songs. You can also even sing your own song. You know, I know a lot of people got a little song for their own that nobody might don't know but themselves. Feel free. And if you feel you can't sing, make a joyful noise to the Lord. The God said, make a joyful noise. He loves it. He loves it. You all made a good decision, a good choice putting God first, started your day in the Word today. So I just say again, welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Alice Marie, and I facilitate on Monday if there are any new farmers. So I just give God praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. So is there anyone willing to start us off with a song this morning?
Good morning, good morning. This is Sister Gladys, everyone. But yes, I have a song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Though many dangers taught toils and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. I just wanted to sing those verses of the song. And so I just appreciate God this morning for life, health, and strength this morning. I thank you, God, in Jesus' name, just for a song on my heart to sing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that song. Is there another that would like to make the sing? Well, willing to sing a song? If so, unmute your phone. When someone is saying it, your phone must be still on mute.
Sister Marie, I'm going to finish singing the other verses of this song. And when, this is Sister Gladys, this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall see, I shall possess within reveal a life of joy and peace. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we'll know less days to sing God praise than we first begun. Thank you, God, for that song, for the entirety of that song. And I was trying to give someone else that wanted to sing a chance to sing, but I just thank God again for the entirety of this song. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Maybe there's another who's willing to sing or make a joyful noise like I do. I don't have a pretty voice like Gladys, but I do say make a joyful noise, and he does whatever, whether we're crying or barking when we're trying to sing. Is there another? Okay.
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm going to sing this because I know that I have received a victory over my health. So, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind, victory today is mine. Victory is mine, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Love today is mine. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. His name is Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. We have the victory. Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind, victory today is mine. Hallelujah. Thank God for the victory today.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Okay. Is there another who would like to sing a song?
Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. You know Jesus is the God we serve. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus is the God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a faithful God we serve. Oh, yes, what a faithful God we serve. vision of the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a faithful God we serve. Oh, what a loving God we serve. Oh, yes, he is. What a loving God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the angels bow before him. The heaven and earth adore him. What a loving God we serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's my song this morning. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, truly we
Amen. Thank you, ladies, for those beautiful songs. I'll give a shout out. I'll shout one out. So, as I say, I'll make a trumpet noise to the Lord. Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. Jesus loves me. Yes, this I know. Jesus loves me, yes, I know, for the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So at this time, what are we going to do next? We're not going to petition God for anything, but we're going to give God praise and worship. We all are going to do a corporate worship. So unmute your phone and everybody come in. We're just going to thank God, praise God for what we already have. Have what we're waiting on, waiting down for others, what you're going to pray for others, and you're expecting whatever your heart leads you to praise God for, praise them. So, unmute the phone. Unmute your phone. Come in. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Give you the glory. For you
alone
are worthy. Hallelujah. Lord, be the God. We give you the praise. We give you all that honor, Lord. Oh, God, have your way in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place.
Oh, my God.
Lord,
you are glory. And the King of our glory has come.
Hallelujah.
Surrender
will. My God, my God.
Have your way. Have your way. Holy Spirit.
We praise you this morning, oh God, because you are wonderful, God. Your word, God. Your word, God. Yes, Lord, you are Emmanuel, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You are, yes, you are. We thank you for being able to stand on you, God, on Christ's solid rock. We stand because all of the ground is
yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Always with me, Almighty God.
Thank you, my Father.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you for this day.
God, let us hold to your word and your book. for you. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We're praying for those that may be weak, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, we're praying for those that need encouragement, Heavenly Father. Put someone in their path that will encourage them, Lord, will lift them up, Heavenly Father. Lord, Heavenly Father, we're praying for power, Lord. Feel power in those that need a power, Lord, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that need a boldness. Instill boldness in them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. They can get out and speak your word to others, Heavenly Father, and minister to others, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for those people that went in surgery last month, those that have went in surgery first part of this month, Lord, and during this month, Heavenly Father. Those in surgery this morning, Heavenly Father, be with the doctors and the nurses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 and let there be a speedy, a successful surgery, Heavenly Father, and a speedy recovery, Lord. Lord, we depend on you for everything, Lord, every breath that we take, every step that we make, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those that may be confused today, Heavenly Father, or that have already been confused, still confused, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those with memory loss, Alzheimer's, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 just a touch for you, Lord. We pray for those that are going through depression, Almighty God. Remove that depression out of their life, the spirit of depression out of their life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for those people that in therapy, they're not able to walk, Heavenly Father. Touch them, Lord, that they homeward to do the work that needs to be done, Lord, because faith without work, we all know it's dead, Lord. So touch them, Lord, that they urge to do the work, that exercise that needs to be done, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we need you in every aspect of our life, Lord, that we open up and welcome you, Heavenly Father, to every aspect of our life, even when we don't even know you are needed. We ask you to please step in and work in our life for our good, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those families, those marriages that have a conflict, Lord. Lord, let your will be done in those situations, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Bring peace to that marriage, understanding to that marriage. Lord, let them be able to communicate so there be understanding, Heavenly Father. Father, we just turn it over to you and put it in your hands, those marriages that are going through problems, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying and asking you to continue protecting the kids each and every day, Lord, while they're out of school, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And make a way that the parents be able to work, Heavenly Father, while their kids out. That their kids have somewhere to go while the family, while their parents work, Heavenly Father, or someone to keep them, Lord. But you know what we all are going through or have been through, Lord. And you know how fruit you have with the Father. Again, Lord, we ask you to work in our life and our family's life for our good, for our good, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, whatever ills may be going on in our life, in our family's life, Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray for a touch from you, Lord, whatever it might be, Heavenly Father. Because you know everything, Lord. You know every number of hair on our head, Almighty God. So, Lord, just praying that you work in our life for our good, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, some people have a financial problem, Heavenly Father. Provide for them, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Whatever problem any of us may be going through, situation, Heavenly Father, oh, we ask you to meet our needs, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, after that you shower us with blessings, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, Almighty God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, 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 Lord. We just ask you to expose these people that are doing this violence, all this violence that's going on, Lord, in this world. Expose them, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray that the government, Lord, turn their mind, Lord, that they be for your people, Lord, that they work up in that government for your people, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. And Lord, whatever is on our heart, Lord, even if we don't out, Lord, we ask to see the work in our life, Lord, for our good, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Almighty God. And continue protecting us as we travel, whether it's walking, cars, or bus, trains, or planes, Lord. Whichever way we are traveling, Lord, keep the head of protection around us and whatever we might be traveling in. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. And Father God, we just say glory, hallelujah to your name, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of your life, Lord. And you've been a part of our life, here our life, Lord, accepting us as your child, and you're our Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we pray for any of people that have family members that transitioned, that moved on, Lord. And the ones that were left behind, Lord, comfort them, Lord. Give them comfort, Heavenly Father. Comfort them, Lord. Oh, yes, Almighty God. And Father, connect these prayers with all the prayers that are going on this hour, power of prayer. The Father, who art in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as in heaven. Father, give us everybody that we'll be praying for. Give us this day our daily bread. Give our trespasses. If we forgive those who trespass against us, Lord, lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, power, and glory, and we all agree it and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So at this time, what I want to do, I'm going to open up the line, and you give your name. If you have something you would like to share, a testimony, prayer request at this time, you can do so. I'll mute your phone.
Good morning. This is Chris, and I just want to say thank you for all the prayers for my mom. She's out of the hospital. She's walking around. She's doing great, and I just want to thank God and thank you guys for all the prayers. Amen.
Yeah. All right.
This morning for that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We give you all the glory and honor, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
We pray in your holy name, Lord God. You are King for your way maker, your door opener, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you.
We
give you all the glory.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we praise you for victory.
Yes,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Healer God, let us heal up, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning. I want to thank God. Sister Morris, her grandson, he was a graduate. He graduated this year, and there was a shooter that shot three people. One of his classmates died on the way to the hospital. He is doing a lot better. I haven't heard yet that I don't think they've he didn't tell me that they did, but that he still has the bullet lodged in his back and in his leg. They haven't moved it yet, but I'm just thanking God for total healing in the name of Jesus, that the bullets will move from the place that they are, so they could go ahead and do surgery on it and get the bullets out of his back. His name is Triquez. And I want to thank God also for my family. You know, my granddaughter, she just coming out, she came over to visit because the enemy was trying to have her to isolate and stuff, but we're not going to have it. And in the name of Jesus, her depression is gone. It's out of there. So I'm calling those things, you know, even, you know, God is doing it, and I know he's doing it. And I want to thank God for me getting me off the medication, some of the medication that I'm off of. Mind of clarity, mm-hmm. and Father, in the name of Jesus, and I thank God that I'm getting off of more, and that I can, you know, eat right and do the things that I need to do, so I can continue to present my body as a living sacrifice unto God, not just throwing him of any type of vice.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. The release of those medications. We're so grateful to you. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Happy New Week. And I'm just grateful to be here. And I thank God for this prayer line and for everybody. I'm listening in agreement.
Good morning.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne. I just want to thank God for being here this morning. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Lucinda, and I am so grateful for this fellowship that we meet up every day. And I have been couch surfing for 1 year in June, and a lot of homes where I stay at are it's clear it's sanctified in the Holy Spirit, and it's really almost like it's not an imposition that I'm not a home of my own, because when I'm in these homes, I really feel the Holy Spirit rising up, and the word is written in the walls of these homes. It's just so beautiful, and when I stay here, I feel like I'm almost at a retreat of you know, just having God's utmost highest. For that, I'm very blessed and grateful. And so in Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, Sister Lucinda.
Good morning, everybody. This is Darlene, and I've got to just tell the Lord thank you for just blessing me, because, I mean, last week, I don't know who I was on the phone Friday. I mean, I was just, my voice is just so crazy. I had a virus in my body, like a cold or flu or something. I'm not sure what it was, but I rested most of the last 4 or 5 days, and I'm taking teas and drinking things that would get myself healed. So I'm thanking God for the healing. This morning, it's like in person. And I'm just thankful for all the saints of God who prayed for me. And we will continue to pray one for another as we see God moving mightily. I mean, it's just so wonderful to know that we can come together and pray with each other and see God do the work. So I just want to thank you for that. And then also, I want to pray for Denise, who lost her father. Her father passed away. And I believe I sent out a request for Elizna. Pastor Rashid, his daughter is now in the hospital, so we just need to keep her in prayer concerning her healing. And then my neighbor, Marietta, she had hip surgery, so we want to pray that God will heal her hips so that it will be completely healed. And Miss Marietta, thank you.
What's your friend's name?
Yeah.
Her
what's
name is Marietta.
Marietta. Any more prayer requests? Anyone just want to give your name?
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say happy Miracle Money Monday to everyone. And once again, I'm still on that paperwork, and I'm thanking and praising God for the favor, and I just want y'all to join in with me thanking and praising Him for the favor as well. And everyone have a good day. And I'm glad you're feeling better, Sister Darlene.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Thank you, Sister Gladys. I just want to thank God this morning for all the children all around the world. 1 Thessalonians 5:6, which says, Father, you know, they made our children not be like many the other children, but be alert and self-controlled in all that they do in the name of Jesus, and they be leaders and not followers in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you for
amen.
That.
Amen.
Okay, today I'd like to just touch on Proverbs 28:1.
Proverbs 28:1, the righteous are as bold as lions. Boldness, boldness, boldness. When Nehemiah heard the walls of Jerusalem were still torn down, he was working as the cupbearer for the king of Persia. He was living 1,000 miles from Jerusalem. He had no resources and wasn't a builder. He was normally quiet, reserved, and never made any waves. But he suddenly had this boldness, this passion to do something that he had never done. He had the courage to ask the king to authorize him to go and rebuild the walls as well as supply the temple. And the king did. God gave Nehemiah the strength, ability, and favor to complete those walls in just 52 days. Don't discount your future based on where you're at today. Don't think you'll never do anything great. There are times when God gives you a dream and a catapult and catapults your head. Let me bring that back by y'all. There are times when God gives you a dream and catapults you ahead. Suddenly you have courage and boldness. Suddenly you have favor. Suddenly the door will open. Suddenly people are going to go out of their way to help you. And you're going to accomplish what you never imagined was possible. So, again, boldness is what it takes for us to get things completed. And if we don't have that boldness, God will give us that boldness. So as I said, I spoke on the chapter of Proverbs 28:1. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Oh, yes, we are. So right now what we're going to do is we're going to come in, and if you didn't put a prayer request out, and you come up with something, that just add it in as we pray. So let's everybody unmute your phone. Let's take a few minutes and give and pray for the prayer requests and whatever else comes up as you pray. Heavenly Father, oh yes,
Jesus, mighty God. Oh, Lord, And the goals in for surgery this morning, Lord God, for you to touch your body, Lord God.
Everything I say is right.
I'm preparing her spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We'll be praying, Lord God, that you touch it from the top of her head, Lord God. Oh, God, that all things are made new and whole, Lord God, for her and justice. This name, Lord God, your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Touch your body, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God.
Turning over to Pastor Bungie to close us out, please.
Amen, amen. Thank you, our Minister Marie. We appreciate what you have done this morning. We thank you for leading us and even telling us about boldness this morning. If you were not here to hear it, you can come back in later and listen to what she shared concerning boldness. And being bold as a lion, that's pretty bold because a lion is a bold animal. So I just thank you, Sister Marie, for sharing this morning. And everybody who is here, we appreciate you being here. And I pray that God will continue to bless every one of us because we are here to be in agreement with each other, be in agreement with God, be in agreement with his word. So that those are important things to agree with. And when we agree, we realize that one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So there's power in agreement, power in unity. So we thank the Lord for the unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. So as we're leaving today, I cover and seal all prayers and praises with the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree today that the Lord God Almighty is doing great things in our lives, and we are grateful for that this morning. I thank God today for the angels that he has dispatched, those angels that some of them are messenger angels, some are warring angels, though they're those who are protective angels. So we are grateful for all of the angels that God has provided for each and every one of us. So I am thanking God today for that. I decree today that we will continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord which made heaven and earth. I decree today that the Lord gives his people twice as much as you had before, as he did for Job when he lost everything. I decree today that you will come to your grave in old age like the stacking of grain on the threshing floor in its season. I decree the Lord's word, and I will restore, the word says, I will restore you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the pommel worm, my great army which I sent among you. I decree for all my sisters and brothers in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words, and they shall not come to pass in the name of Jesus. We send them back to the sender because we are definitely covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we continue to pull down strongholds in Jesus' name, and wickedness in high places is destroyed. I decree showers of blessings upon our lives daily, and I decree today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree that we will continue to resist the devil and he flees from us in Jesus' name. So as we're leaving, I want you to know that I do love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom, and we are grateful that God loved us enough that he sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, to this earth. He gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So let us all go and just give God praise. Each and every time you think of something that God did for you, you can just give him praise during the course of the day. Just spend time praising God and thanking him for whatever he has done, what he is planning to do, and things that he protected us from. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.